This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Today is Friday, August 19th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I'm glad it's Friday. So glad. This week has been not a good week at work. Just not a good week, and it was my birthday, and it wasn't a good week, you know? It is what it is. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, sometimes you walk away, sometimes you run. You gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em. Oh my goodness. Anyway, it's nothing horrible, but it just wasn't great. So I don't remember where we were, but basically I know we talked about my birthday. I had Whataburger, and then Wednesday it was not a good day at work, and then that was my birthday. Thursday it was not a good day at work, and then Thursday evening, I'm trying to remember what we did Thursday evening. Oh yeah. So occasionally I like to be a good son. And so I decided, you know what, my parents are coming back on Saturday. So they're going to be back on Saturday, and I wanted to take care of their lawn. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to, it won't take very long. They have a much smaller lawn than we do. It's, I would say a third the size of our yard. And I thought, you know, no big deal, right? It's they have a lawnmower, but I wasn't sure about their weed eater situation, their blower situation, or their edger situation. And so I thought I'll pack up our, you know, edger, weed eater, blower, and our batteries and go over. I assumed my stepfather, they have an electric lawnmower as well. You know, we have an electric lawnmower. And actually, when their gas mower went out, my stepdad had borrowed ours to see if he liked it. And he did. So he got, because it's just easier to not. I will say this, though. I mean, not to get into a lawnmower review podcast or anything, but I will say this about, you know, I'm doing my part. My little bitty, tiny little bit to help be a little bit greener by having electric, you know, lawnmower, and probably not, because the power that's coming through my, you know, power outlets is probably generated from something not green, I'm sure. But although I don't know that for sure, because we have a nuclear power plant in Arkansas, and, you know, that's much greener than, say, coal or, you know, whatever. So I'm not sure. I mean, and it's in northern Arkansas, so it could be supplying electricity to us. I don't know that. I've not researched. I don't know where that electricity goes. But anyway, bottom line is, you know, I'm doing my part. And one day we'll get electric vehicles as well, and maybe we'll do solar. I heard that new bill that was signed, or, you know, it's going to be signed. I don't know if it's been signed yet. But anyway, the new bill has a bunch of subsidies for solar. And so they're going to start, you know, giving you more tax incentives and stuff like that. So maybe we'll look back at it, because a lot of that stuff was going away. And I think the new bill added more. But anyway, doing my part. And, but I'll say this, gas mowers are more powerful. Because if your grass is very thick or very tall, the battery overheats and then the mower stops, or, you know, the mower just stops, like, it, I don't know, like, it, the battery could be completely full. The battery can be all the way topped up. Drive out, you have some thick grass or some tall grass that you're trying to do, and it will just die. And then you have to pick it up, clean out the grass clippings from underneath, you know, so it's not bogged down, start it again. And this can be very, if you have tall grass, we had waited a few weeks to mow the backyard when we were in Europe, and I had to mow the yard twice at two different levels, just so that the lawnmower, I had to put it at the highest level possible so the battery would stop dying. And anyway, I thought, and so my stepfather chose a different brand of mower, but it's also electric because it was cheaper than the one that I bought. And he seemed to like it. But man, I go over there and his lawnmower kept stopping over and over and over again. And the battery died after about 15 minutes of mowing. 15 or 20 minutes, I don't know. But it was, you know, it died. And so I put it on the charger and then I was trying to do other things, you know, like the weed eating and the edging and all that kind of stuff. And the orange light came on, like it didn't want to charge the battery. And I don't know about it because I've not used that brand before, and I, whatever. So bottom line, what should have taken me, I don't know, maybe an hour and a half, took 2 hours. So not much more. Maybe it should have taken me an hour. I think it was probably double the time it should have taken. And I didn't finish. It was getting dark, and so I only did the front, and I went back today because I wanted to finish, because I want, you know, they're getting older and they've been on a trip. I know they're going to be tired, and I want to take care of them in their old age, and I want to be a good son. And so I wanted to do that for them, you know, just to, as we would say at church, bless them. And anyway, it was fine. And then we drove to Kane's Chicken and got some food, and then came home and then ate. We watched 2 episodes of Big Brother. I will say this about Big Brother. First of all, there is a really cute guy on Big Brother. His name is Kyle. There are a couple of cute guys, actually. A few. Monty is pretty cute and has a nice body. Kyle is really cute and has a nice body. His nipples are kind of large, but he has a nice body. And I want to say his name is Joseph. He also has a really nice body and he's cute. I like his smile. But this Kyle, I feel like, and look, some of you guys watch Big Brother, some of you don't. But I feel like Kyle is totally letting this showmance that he's having dictate what he's doing. And he's in this alliance, but his showmance is not in the alliance. And they wanted to vote her out, and he needed to use the power of veto. But he didn't, because he's like, oh, no, I don't want to. He didn't tell them, but everybody knows he's in a showmance. Now they became boyfriend and girlfriend. And I was thinking, you know, showmances are annoying to me anyway on Big Brother. Maybe some people like them. They're like, oh, that's cute. Or they're living vicariously through these uber hot people going around shirtless all the time. But anyway, I find showmances to be annoying anyway. But I was just thinking, oh my God, I'm so old, because these are children. Like, I don't know what the prize money is, like $150,000, $200,000, something like that. And you're putting your hormones over possibly winning this money. It's crazy. Like, okay, you like each other. Say, you know what? We have, they're over halfway. They're like 40 days. So we have like 30 days left or something. We have, I don't know. I don't know how many days they have left, but we have 40 or 45 days left. We can hold off on the showmance until we're out of the house. How about that? You know? And it just seems ridiculous to me. It's going to bite him in the butt. He's, you know, walking around there cuddling and kissing and doing who knows, Lord knows what. I sound like an old man. But really, if you want to win the money, a showmance is detrimental to that. That's all I'm going to say. So we watched Big Brother, and that was about it. I stayed up way too late watching YouTube videos in bed. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com.